is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The White House is blasting former President Trump for a now-deleted video that a staffer shared on Trump's Truth Social, calling it abhorrent, sickening, and disgraceful.
The video talked about how the country will change if Trump becomes president again and had a reference to a unified Reich. The term is often associated with Adolf Hitler's Nazi regime. Vice President Harris responded to the post while speaking at a union convention in Philadelphia.
This kind of rhetoric is unsurprising coming from the former president, and it is appalling.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
In a fundraiser in Boston today, President Biden said of the post, "This is Hitler's language, not America's." The prosecution and defense are negotiating with the judge this afternoon over instructions for the jury in former President Trump's criminal trial. CBS News legal analyst Lori Levinson says the defense rested quickly today.
The defense only called two witnesses, and notably, Donald Trump was not one of them. But I don't think we ever really expected Trump to take the stand. The defense strategy was to attack the prosecution's case throughout their testimony of their witnesses, and primarily to focus on Michael Cohen.
The court has now adjourned. The jury is expected to get its instructions on Tuesday. Not guilty pleas today during arraignments, that is, in a courtroom in Phoenix in the Arizona fake electors case.
Former Arizona Republican Party Chair Kelly Ward and former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani were included among those arraigned for conspiracy, forgery, and fraud charges for attempting to overturn Donald Trump's 2020 election loss in Arizona. Following the hearing, prosecutor Nicholas Klingerman said it'll be a lengthy process.
We'd like to move this along as fast as we can. There's many motions to litigate, so it may be some time.
Appearing virtually, Giuliani pleaded not guilty to 9 felony charges. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Prescott, Arizona.
4 more people will be arraigned next month, including former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. The UN said today it has run out of food to distribute to the hundreds of thousands of people remaining in Rafah in southern Gaza. Pentagon spokesman Major General Patrick Ryder notes there have been difficulties delivering aid from the newly installed U.S. pier off Gaza, but changes are being made.
Alternative routes for the safe movement of that cargo have been established. Aid is now being taken from those assembly areas to warehouses for further distribution throughout Gaza.
The Justice Department has sued the state of Oklahoma, saying its new immigration enforcement law encroaches on the federal government's power to regulate immigration. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Slow down and relax for a sweet treat. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. While the immediate area might be spared from the worst, severe weather remains a concern. There's a potential for hazardous conditions impacting the region from mid to late evening through the early overnight hours. Stay tuned for the latest. A Caledonia man was arrested Saturday after his car hit a motorcycle, resulting in the death of a 44-year-old rider. The collision happened near 4 Mile and Short Roads. The driver was allegedly attempting to pass another vehicle when he collided with the motorcycle. Amtrak's new Borealis route from the Twin Cities to Chicago began service today. It's doubling passenger train options across the state. The DNR has confirmed the emergence of cicadas in the state. Someone in Lake Geneva sent in some photos they took late last week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the season to save at Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Lease a new 24 Jeep Compass Latitude for $296 a month for 36 months, or save $10,490 off MSRP on a new 24 Ram 2500 Crew Cab at Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's and use the season to save at Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Lease a new 24 Jeep Compass Latitude for $296 a month for 36 months, or save $10,490 off MSRP on a new 24 Ram 2500 Crew Cab at Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove. Plus tax, title, license, dock fee, and first payment to qualified buyers with approved credit through Stellantis Financial. $3,500 due at signing for Jeep Compass. No security deposit required. Lease based on 10,000 miles per year. See dealer for details. Expires 5/31/24.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, yes! Grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Track, and he looks up, it is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Warning track, get up, gone. It is 3-0 Brewers.
It is gone. Joey Ortiz.